welcome to the Student Press Law Center podcast for February 2008, a monthly update of news affecting the legal rights of the student media. The Student Press Law Center is a champion for student voices, recognizing the essential roles freedom of speech and freedom of the press play in a democratic society. The Student Press Law Center is committed to nurturing and protecting those freedoms for the next generation. More information about the center's work is available at www.splc.org. I'm Frank Lomonti, Executive Director of the Student Press Law Center. Thanks for joining us. The news media is often referred to as the Fourth Estate, which is a term that recognizes the media's status as independent from, and some people might even boldly say equal to, the three branches of our government. But what happens when the news media isn't independent from the government? What happens when the same people whose activities are being covered by a newspaper are also the people who make life-or-death decisions about the finances and the ownership of that newspaper? Well, students at Montclair State University in New Jersey and at Colorado State University are finding out that being a government-funded college newspaper means that there can be a steep price to pay when you make the government mad. At Montclair State, student editors at the weekly campus newspaper, The Montclairian, came back from their New Year's break to find out that the newspaper's budget was frozen by the Student Government Association under orders of Montclair student body president Ronald Chicken. The freeze meant that The Montclairian couldn't print the first issue of the semester and was only able to publish online. President Chicken's administration said the freeze was motivated by a management dispute over the newspaper's legal fees and had nothing to do with the newspaper's content. But the Montclairian staff understandably suspected that the money was being withheld because the paper was consulting a lawyer as part of its coverage of a closed meeting that the Student Government Association had held last fall. Fortunately, the student legislature relented and released enough funding for the Montclairian to get back in business while the university administration tries to mediate a permanent solution. That resolution brought at least a temporary end to the Student Government Association's high-stakes game of chicken.
Chicken, oh chicken, roost behind the moon. Chicken, oh chicken, ain't it very soon? Chicken, oh chicken, roost behind the moon. If it wasn't for chicken back, there wouldn't be no coon.
Another college paper where editors are looking over their shoulders and wondering where their next paycheck may be coming from is at Colorado State University in Fort Collins, Colorado. That's the school where, back in November, the editor-in-chief of the Rocky Mountain Collegian touched off a controversy by printing a four-word editorial denouncing President Bush, using terms that can't politely be repeated here. Colorado State Publications Board made the correct decision that no matter how offensive the language used by the editor, the school couldn't remove him from office or discipline him just because they didn't like the content of his editorial. But now, the editors of the Collegian have learned that Colorado State may be selling their newspaper to one of the nation's largest proprietary media companies, Gannett. Now, Gannett is an excellent company that runs some very successful newspapers, and there's nothing necessarily wrong with private ownership of a college paper. In fact, many student newspapers over the past 30 years have taken themselves private specifically to prevent government interference with their content. But what's worrisome here is the timing of Colorado State's flirtation with Gannett and the fact that it was first discussed in a closed meeting that wasn't advertised. The courts have made it crystal clear that a school can't retaliate for the content of a newspaper by taking away the newspaper's funding or by changing its management. Colorado State has legitimate business reasons for wanting to get out of the newspaper business, then great. The administration should hold a public meeting and put that business case on the table for the entire university community to see. And that's the lesson other schools can take away from the experience of Montclair State and Colorado State. If you're going to mess around with the operations of the campus newspaper, you'd better have a legitimate reason that has nothing to do with punishing the editors for something they printed. And you'd better not keep that reason a secret. Because when you mess with a newspaper, you're not just messing with the careers of the student journalists who need that experience to get good jobs. You're also messing with the thousands of people who depend on that paper to know what's going on in their community. Those readers have First Amendment rights, too. and they shouldn't be just collateral damage in a small-time campus political war. Well, that's the SPLC podcast for February 2008. For more information on the work of the SPLC, you can check out our website at www.splc.org. And if you're a student journalist or advisor with a media law question, you can call us for help at 703-807-1904. Thanks for listening.